Before television and photography, the great battles of history were documented with paint on canvas. Los Angeles artist Sandow Burke has revived that tradition, depicting one of the most profound conflicts in California history, the rivalry between San Francisco and Los Angeles. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that in Burke's version, the rivalry is imagined as a shooting war.
History painting was long regarded as the depiction of the great deeds of great men worthy of memory, to quote one Renaissance critic. Sandow Burke's history paintings, on the other hand, show an unlikely bunch of accidental warriors willing to do or die in the battle between Fogtown and Smogtown, struggling for total California domination, or at least bragging rights.
History paintings were never really accurate in any way, that they were always tainted with sort of a propagandistic desire to show one side or another, or to put certain people in more heroic light. And so if there is a role for history painting today, it's spoofing the giant romantic battle paintings of the past.
There's a jumble of past and present in Burke's California war paintings. Generals are seen sometimes on horseback and sometimes on Harleys. Naval battles are waged by ships from every century, and soldiers attack waving swords, rifles, and banners saying, "Ask me about free checking." No California cliché goes unexploited. The war paintings, all 110 of them, were inspired by a trip to San Francisco a few years back when Burke was showing some of his earlier work at a gallery there.
Every time I would go in a bar in San Francisco and people would say, "Oh, where are you from?" And I'd say, "Oh, I'm from L.A. And they would say, "Oh, how could you live there? It's such a horrible place. It's so smoggy. Everyone's phony. It's all about the movies." And they'd just go on and on about all what a horrible city it was. And, you know, it started to be sort of comical.
And then it started to be sort of irritating. Sandow Burke, a native Southern Californian, began to fight back.
People would say, "Where are you from?" And I'd say, "Oh, I'm from the city." And they'd say, "Oh, San Francisco." And I'd say, "No, I'm from the big city, the real city, the California city, second biggest in the country." And then that would, you know, set things off a bad mood right there.
A couple of years ago, Burke's California war paintings, collected under the title In Smog and Thunder, were shown at the Laguna Art Museum in Orange County, accompanied by phony historical text Burke wrote for the exhibition and catalog. The work is getting renewed attention now for two reasons. First, Burke and a couple of colleagues have recently used the paintings and text to create a mock PBS-style video documentary. All the elements are there: the music, the expert historian, the starchy narrator.
By the beginning of May, the South made its move. Major General Juan Gomez de los Angeles, Major General Juan Gomez de los Angeles, who had only 6 months before been named Supreme
also,
Commander.
Also, the mockumentary contains an episode about one of the hottest issues in the upcoming November election. That's whether the vast suburban San Fernando Valley will be allowed to secede from the rest of Los Angeles. Though in Sandow Burke's version of history, it already has. And since the artist is against secession, he takes a bit of revenge. As the video's historian explains, the newly independent valley is no match for the attacking army of San Francisco.
Its troops were very green. They retreated at the get-go without much more than a few shots fired in self-defense. So the valley's generals meet at the Galleria Mall. Some argue that they should ask for assistance from L.A. to hold off the attack, but a majority can't bear the idea of begging for help from the city they'd worked so hard to leave.
From his Eagle Nest headquarters atop the Hollywood Hills, General Gomez watched the valley burn. "Let it go," he reportedly told his aides. "Let the bastards burn."
Burke has now put the great California wars behind him, though his latest work continues to meld his interests in art history and social criticism. His paintings currently showing in Manhattan at the Debs & Company Gallery recall the lush 19th century landscapes of the Hudson River School, in depicting every one of the maximum security prisons in the state of New York. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, in the big city, the real city, Los Angeles.
Well, for more about Sandow Burke's paintings, you can check our website at npr.org.